You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Man, I hope you got some great plans. Don't let anybody ever mess up your Friday. You can mess up my Monday, you know, sometimes. Sometimes Sunday can get you a little bit late in the Sunday, but nothing can mess up.
Wednesday's my toughest.
Wednesday is?
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday is in the middle of the week, yeah. That's a tough one. Mondays.
Only day I like is Tuesday. You know why? Because it's like my off day. It's like my weekend.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Tuesday and Sunday. I like Tuesday and Sunday.
I love Saturday. Saturday will always be number one, no matter what. No matter what age, no matter what I'm doing, Saturday is a good day. And by the way, with the college football games on Saturday and then getting up early in the morning usually, jumping on a bus or going to the stadium for a 1 o'clocker, even a 4 o'clocker. I don't know about the late games, but the early ones I enjoy them, man. I look forward to them. I look forward to, hey, we got University of Miami getting set. You know, we're sitting here talking about getting ready for the Colts here. Still a ways away. On the road, how about the Miami Hurricanes opening up with Notre Dame? How about that?
Impressive.
And by the way, a few weeks later, got the Florida Gators down here. So a hell of a start for them to get off and try to get off to a good start and show that you're a top 10 or 15 team in the country.
I just want it, and I know we'll never get back to those days, but I just want to get to the back to the point of relevance, knowing that the Hurricanes are going to be a factor in the college championship.
So the first thing they have to do, this is a broken record to all Canes fans, they know, you got to get the ACC championship game. Before we even talk playoffs, don't talk playoffs. Don't do it. You got to get the ACC championship game. Now there's no longer – it's just the top two teams.
Yeah.
Got to get to that game. Close last year, but you got to get there. And got to be playing your best football at the end of the year.
Fizzled out.
Defensively, they just got to – listen, they had the number one offense in college football last year.
They're
probably never going to have the numbers like that again.
They are like the Dolphins. They didn't have a cornerback. Just struggling to find a cornerback.
Well, I got to tell you, they went out and got a whole bunch of cornerbacks.
I would think it'd be very easy to find somebody running the hill right now.
I wish you stopped with that cornerback thing. Let me say, if it's so damn easy, why are we in this boat spending all this time going, do we have a guy? Is this guy got a year left? Can we trust this guy that he'll be on time?
This guy,
the light's going to go on any day. I can see it. Hey, this rookie's ready to go. They're going to have to take some chances on some guys. The answer is not just going to be after the final cuts are made to grab somebody from another team.
Oh, you better believe that's going to be the answer. A veteran that gets cut
but nobody's
too much money.
But nobody's, you know, well, that situation. But
you know what's going to happen.
Any young, talented guys, teams are going to hold on to.
I didn't say it was going to be a young, talented guy. Also, the trade guys. Young, you know, Teams looking, he's like, he's a 4 or 5 for us, but he could be for you. We had this young player, like the kid that ran a pick six back for the Chargers.
Last night,
he comes out of nowhere. Hey, you could have our starter. We want to get him off our books. Give us a 6th-round pick. We definitely going to do that. And we're going to clear that waiver wire. We're going to sign the veterans that don't have to go through the waiver wire.
You know, I really like to see. I'd like to see you reporting up in Chicago. I'd like to see some really good stories. And by the way, not even Cam Smith hating. I'd like to see Cam Smith tears it up.
They got some serious receivers out there in Chicago. I don't know if the quarterback's good, but they got some serious receivers out there in Chicago.
I like to see Storm Duck.
Mm-hmm.
I like to see Jack Jones take off. I like to see Ethan Bonner get rolling and Jason Marshall take the next step and get a little more confidence.
That's a dream scenario right there, Joe.
And everybody going, hey, you guys all jumped the gun a little bit. We knew these guys were all going to be coming around.
I hope I could say that too.
Who?
Luther Burden III is going to be there. Romeo Odusa,
from Washington.
Yeah, DJ Moore. They got some receivers.
You pay attention to who lines up first in practice today?
Absolutely. And I say this, and I really wish Mike would listen to this.
I know what you're going to say. Go ahead, Sam.
I'm sorry. Stop. Let the top performer elevate up the depth chart.
So if you have a great practice,
you should be number one.
And you got the orange jersey on, or everybody saw that you made some plays like
that job is meeting. That job is wide open. Let the top performer get that number one spot. I don't care who it is.
I'm totally against that. You make a good point.
I don't care who it is. And I've seen so many different coaches do things so many different ways. Mike is the only guy. That depth chart, that thing is written in pen. It's written in pen. And I've been here 4 years. I've rarely ever seen a quarterback. Rarely ever seen any kind of competition.
You know, I disagree with you on this one thing. You said it yesterday. I disagree with it, too. You're not giving Anthony Weaver enough credit that he doesn't have pull, and you just blame Mike for everything.
It's his team. I agree with you. Anthony Weaver's in charge of the defense, so this is my gripe with
Anthony Weaver.
I don't
know if he's got Vic Fangio pull or not.
He probably does.
But it's pretty close.
He probably does.
And Anthony Weaver's going to go, hey, coach, listen, we're aboard on the fundamentals of what you want, and we're all doing it, but, hey, this guy I like. When they have those meetings with those coordinators and the head coach, they all meet and they go over everybody. And you can watch Hard Knocks and you'll see it. And
yeah.
Go over and everything. I just think you throw all this stuff. Now, listen, there's plenty of stuff to get on the head coach about. But this defensive, this cornerback situation and who should play and Anthony, you make it sound like Anthony Weaver's going, hey, today I'm going to go with, I think I'm going to, put Jason Marshall starting, had a good practice. And no, I don't want to see him out
okay,
there at first.
Okay, that's fair. And I'm going to ask Weaver this specific question on Monday when we talk to him because this is bothering me. This is
absolutely bothering
me.
You need to flat out go, hey, when you should tell, it's not a bad question. Nobody's going to get mad. If everybody believes, and our fan base listening right now believes, open. I get it from most people, open competition.
They do not have it.
But
it's across the board. They don't have it.
And then we'll hear what he says. I think he'll disagree with it and say it's more
Ooh,
open.
Michael disagree with
no,
it?
No. Remember in the offseason, I heard every coach go, hey, safety coach came out, oh, it's an open competition. It's not, really. and the cornerback said, open competition. Well, it does look open. I'm not going to read into who's lining up. They need it. Now, you're probably going to disagree with me. I think they're really counting on Jack Jones to play well.
Okay. I got to see it.
No, I know. And he's probably been told you got to play better than what we just saw.
Yeah, nah.
And do it. But the other part of it is, who's got final say? If I'm watching certain guys and my eyes tell me that this guy looked a lot better than that guy in the opportunities that he got. Have you thought about moving him and letting him play it? Or you and maybe it is. And today's players, you can't go, hey, today you're the starter, tomorrow you're going to run with the twos or three. Maybe they don't play that game with those guys.
Sorry, if you can't handle that game, you're not meant for this league.
Well, there's not a whole bunch of stars on that at that position. You should be all right to do that, to your point.
I'm exactly, and that's why I'm saying the day that Jason Marshall Jr. got an interception from practice. And I'm not saying that he's good. I'm not saying that he's consistent. But the next day, he should have got a call up.
Look at anybody after what they went through last year with 10 total picks and most of them by linebackers. They ought to. Those two plays, that one he made and Minka. I mean, Minka is a star.
Yeah, Minka's a star.
But it was great to see him. It was great to see your rookie make that kind of play and jump up and probably going to score going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't disagree. The only thing is you don't give Anthony Weaver enough credit. And I want to hear when you talk to him on Monday.
That will be a very specific question that I will ask him because I don't like what I'm seeing happening right now. Like even
you mention his name, but you make it sound like he is not in control as
a true defensive coordinator. You're absolutely right. But Mike is the head coach.
I don't think Mike spends a whole hell of a lot. He got his own problems on the other side of the
room. You're right. You're 1,000% right.
And Mike has added more guys to that staff on offense. Listen, Mike's pretty serious about, you know, something that he takes pride in. And, you know, we're talking about he's confusing people and the motion.
Motions and calling
motion
the plays. And yes.
The Tyreek starting towards the line of scrimmage and some teams complain before, watch Tyreek. He's already the fastest guy in the league. And now he's starting up the field, looks like Canadian football. And so anyway, we lost that. So but he's got a lot of guys and he knows Mike's number one job is they're gonna have to outscore some people. Sometimes you gotta outscore people.
I don't worry about the offense. The only thing I worry about the offense is the offensive line.
I just don't see Mike. I think Mike likes to know what's going on. Mike's going to his offensive guy so he can see the tapes at night and say, hey. And he'll ask one of his coaches, yeah, this guy's been giving us a hard time and bump and run and stuff. But at the end of the day, Anthony Weaver, pretty damn good coach.
And he's,
I gotta
you're
believe.
Right. He makes
but
the calls.
I want you to find out. I want you to find out.
Yeah.
I made my point. You've made yours.
You're right. I should put more pressure on Anthony Weaver because I'm sorry. I hate that about Mike. It's across the board with Mike. There's no competition. I remember the days where there's competition around here. There has been no competition in the Mike McDaniel era. It's very rare.
Well, I'm going back trying to think of some open competitions or guys coming in. I think a Zach Thomas story where he came in and he was so damn good. Mm-hmm. Jimmy went in a meeting and said, hey, we're going to make a move. The veteran guy, Jack Del Rio. I had to think so.
Yeah.
Jack, you're out.
We're going with the young guy.
And they went what? And
guys never move from unit one, unit two, or unit three. They never go from unit three to unit two. It just never happens. Never happens. And I don't get it. Because like D. Eskridge, I'm sorry, he needs to be running with the starters right now.
As a third receiver.
You need to test it out. You need to see what can be.
He's better than Malik and Nick.
He's definitely better than Nick. Nick is invisible.
You know Nick's gonna be on the team.
I know he is, but let him develop some chemistry with Zach Wilson, because he ain't doing nothing with Tua. And see what D. Estrich could do with Waddle and Tyreek.
He was, by the way, he was good. A little bit he played, didn't he?
Yeah.
Got hurt.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's what you should be testing right now. The you know, and I get it. Jalen Wright, he's got his package, and so that's a fine, stabilized situation. But what I've seen from Madison the last couple of days, he can help you.
No, and by the way, he was the one guy nobody was talking about. Everybody's talking about Gordon and his year before, how good a running back he is. And I felt like everybody thought Madison was just going to stay around and on third and one or fourth and one and get his two yards.
That guy showed up with pads on, man.
Boy, he can run.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know the gear he's got out there. He looks good. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here. Omar Kelly getting pretty fired. A lot of people agree with you, by the way, on the competition thing. They want competition across the board. They don't care about salary and stuff. Because there are certain guys.
Draft spot, no. I don't care about none of that
stuff.
Well,
I can just tell you.
You know I don't.
I know you don't want to hear it. But if I give you a big fat contract, you're going to start. And second of all, if you're a high first round pick or a second round pick.
Yes, I know.
You know how this works.
Yeah.
Right. You don't like it.
And I'm all about performance. If you get outperformed by Ethan Bonner, see you, Cam Smith.
He should. But we're now in year two or three where all bets are off. You're no longer the hot young prospect.
I don't care about no draft pick.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I do care about South Florida Chevy dealers. Talk about them every day. Can't wait, man. And I can't wait for you to get to your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend, 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, and check out the SUV family across the board. Now, the Chevy folks love this new Equinox, and it's fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, the all-new Equinox, it's got a lot of space. Not only that, it's got a great look. The electric Equinox SUV, also smoking hot right now. But I got to tell you, I like something just a little bit bigger, and I had the Equinox for a couple weeks out in California. I loved it. The 2025 Traverse is a great way to go. Now, I'm a little bit of a fraud because instead of going with the Traverse, I went back to another Tahoe. They're roomy. I trust them. They're comfortable. And when I do have everybody together, everybody's comfortable. And if you need a big one, the Suburban and Tahoe, you're just hard to beat. Hard to beat for the price and what you get. They really are. But that 2025 Traverse is one of my favorites. It is my weekend favorite for you to go take a look, especially, I know my wife not real big on the big Suburban and Tahoe, says they're a little too big for her. Well, I got to tell you, that Traverse might be just perfect. Turbocharged 2.5-liter engine, plenty of space for you, your family, and the cargo. Not to just go on and on. And I got to mention the cleanup hitter with the Yankees in town, the Silverado truck. This weekend, while you're out looking around, looking for something new in the SUV family, maybe a new truck, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers, take a test drive, check out some great prices, and fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Hope you got some good plans this weekend for a lot of you before the kids all go back and take a little trip. West Coast, maybe going. You know, I've got an itch to go to the Keys. I don't know why.
Go visit Jimmy. I'm sure he got room for you. Go.
No, Jimmy does. Jimmy will meet you, but Jimmy does not.
Yeah, he
ain't
going to
let anybody into that palace. He got a side place there, too, that's really nice. But no, I'm not. He's not going to Bill Belichick me. I'm not getting one of the big NFL guys or one of his guys going down there. But I'm thinking about going all the way down to the Key West.
Yeah, it's too corporate for me now. I used to love it. It doesn't have the same feel anymore. There's like gaps there. You know, I used to have like little mom and pop restaurants
Now you think it's getting away from that.
Oh yeah, it's all corporate.
That's kind of like Las Olas Boulevard. Las Olas used to have, and now it's big chains everywhere.
Yeah.
restaurant chains everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Boat Campers.
Yeah, I was about to say, still got Boat Campers.
Yeah, no, you still got all those places. All right, so we've got a lot going on this weekend. Marlins game one of a 3-game series tonight against the Yankees. If you're just joining us, Jesus Sanchez did get traded to the Astros, but they kept Cabrera and Alcantara. A lot of people thought they'd both be gone because everybody's looking for starting pitching, and they've both been real good here recently. And so the good news is they're going to make a run at this. I don't know. Is it going to be enough to get everybody? A lot of Yankee fans are going to be going to the games. They're going to get their biggest crowds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We got a lot of Yankee fans.
From your standpoint, do you think about the Marlins differently if they win the series against the Yankees? The cheapest payroll versus the most expensive payroll?
Yeah, one of the biggest for sure. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? They've won a ton of series. They've been beating everybody in all these series. But yeah, beating the Yankees would be a nice one. But they've done some things Marlins just haven't done in a long time with this group. Of guys, just young guys, and a lot of them are guys they were gotten these trades, including Stowers, part of the Baltimore deal, and Ramirez, part of the Yankee deal, with Jazz going to the Yankees. But they're playing great. 52-55, 55 games left, 7 back, still a long way to go to catch some of these teams that have the playoff spots, but they have been really fun to watch. They play baseball the right way. I literally was watching. They had a chance to sweep Milwaukee, and they had one of the sloppiest half innings I can remember with two guys getting thrown out. A guy got picked off at second, and then they threw another guy out. He was taken off, took off too early, and threw behind him and threw him out at second, and that would have put them – they were up one run at that point and trying to add it, but – and real good shape to add some more runs to it. But that, outside of that, man, it's been clean baseball on everything they've been doing so far. We've been all over the place. You have any answers on this cornerback thing? And we're going to have Alan Poupart join us here coming up. We'll talk to him.
I don't have any answers.
But they have to. There's got to be. They meet morning, noon, and night to go over everybody.
A strategy, a plan.
Well,
you really think, based on what you've seen so far, you really think they had a plan? Give me your honest opinion. Do you? Because we go to the draft, we go through free agency, nobody's at it. We hear word Jalen Ramsey's getting voted off the island. Okay,
well, we saw it once that was going to happen. Yeah,
yeah, and then we say, okay, well, they're going to add some in the draft. Nope, we're going to add some after the draft. We're going to draft late guys because, you know, our history, Mike, even going back to Mike in 49er days, we've got cool young cornerbacks to develop, and, you know, and then we're going to address it after the draft. We're going to take some late guys, address it after the draft. So they did take a late guy. They did address it after the draft, Kendall Sheffield. And then after the first week of camp, you add three more veterans. Okay, cool. That makes, you know, okay. But does this look like they got a plan? Does this look like they got it figured out?
So, you know what? I've had, like we've all been, I do the games. I think about this, and you cover the team and write stuff. So Anthony Weaver and his secondary staff had to sit in meetings and say, I think we've got some young, talented guys.
Okay. I'm not disagreeing with that. There are some young, talented guys.
And we think we can coach them up, and we're good enough. Because there's no way Chris Greer on his own would go, I don't know, I kind of like this group of guys, and we'll get rid of Jalen Ramsey, and I think we got some really good players there. And, oh, by the way, if not, and he did say, we got veteran free agents out there that can help us, mm-hmm. that we really like this class. So I I'm guessing they're going to tell you this. Hey, these guys aren't as bad as you guys are making them sound. Somebody's going to make a comment.
Nobody's going to make that comment after last year. We're not as worried about it as you guys are.
Yeah.
They're not going to make that mistake.
That's true.
So I don't, and to be honest with you, I don't know. Even Tua said, I don't know. It's hard to kind of sense.
Well, then he tried to say, well, honestly, I mean, I don't want Jalen and Tyreek gives, they and give Jalen, everybody a
feel. Jalen and Tyreek are good players. They are. And, you know, I've watched Tyreek roast the best. So I'm okay with watching Tyreek get off. But
you want to see the cornerbacks making more plays.
Yeah, I'd love to see. I mean, Tua, are we going on day 8 with Tua no interceptions? Like Tua, I don't even know if Tua's got 20 incompletions in 7 practices. Like, he's out there doing whatever he wants. Not within the offense. Not whatever he wants, but it's not hard. Like, I would love to see them move the sticks to see how effective this could be.
Here's the crazy part. Somebody is telling me, without saying names, they meet and go over every one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
You're on that roster. Don't think they're not spending a lot of time. Anthony Weaver, the head coach, going, okay.
Position guys, position coaches, yeah.
I know these guys, and these guys sit up and do this for a living. And, you know, it's been – and somebody's going to say pretty soon it's been real negative and you guys haven't been fair to the cornerback position and – somebody will say that at some point, but they got to deal in reality, not give us the PR kick. They've got to say, man, it's going to be a terrible look if you just keep going out and getting like, all right, so we got Stephon Gilmore now, because now our fan base is going to want Stephon Gilmore. And
no,
it's going to be
they're,
the next
they're not they're
name.
Not doing old guys.
Sante Samuel.
I don't think they're doing old guys. This team is totally believes in young. I think Mike Hilton probably is the oldest they're going to get. Maybe a 29, 30-year-old.
Somebody stood up at some point this offseason.
You're right.
And said, Storm's going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Cam still got a chance. Ethan, somebody said, yes. Some of these guys are going to be frontline guys for us. They just need a chance.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to play a scheme that protects them.
We're going to leave them on the island by themselves.
A little pass rush and do a little blitz, and we're not gonna expose them. And they could potentially be right, but do you want to chance your job on it? Are you willing to put your job and everybody else's job and the future of the organization on that?
Yeah. Well, listen, what do you say we get a guy we know really well, Alan Poupart, SI Dolphins Insider, to come on here in just a few minutes, talk to us about some of this stuff that's going on. And the competition thing's really interesting, because I do hear a lot of fans go, why can't we just have open competition? I said,
Mike, don't believe in that.
I think a lot of coaches, I think money and draft positions, which you hate, you don't like either one of them. You really dislike the draft thing.
You know that from years, years.
We've screamed at each other.
Yeah, I know.
I've just mellowed out on that topic. Yeah. All right. We got Poupart going to join us coming up. Lefty, that big, nasty kick serve. God, that second serve of his is.
It's the second one?
Yeah, he kicks that second one. It kicks high, and it goes right into...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My backhand up high, and I spray it everywhere. And I throw more F-bombs on top of it. I think I said, Poupard, I don't like you. Hey, it is hurricane season. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. Now's the time, man. You know, I've talked to Chev over there, CEO, and he always says, hey, Joe, there's only one thing. I hear people always saying, well, we're gonna try to get lucky another year, and hopefully we don't get hit with any hurricanes. And you know, what are people doing? Let's protect your home with the best impact windows and doors. And if you need a new roof, don't wait another year. You got that leaky roof. Why do more damage to your home? Go ahead and let's get going with Loctite Impact. If you got an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on the legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. They are doing everything possible so you can pay later on. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com. Or you can call 954-500-LOCK. Talk to their professionals or answer the phone, and they'll take care of all the questions you may have about getting started with Loctite Impact, covering all of South Florida with quality work. Right into it. Omar Kelly with us this morning here. Alan Poupart, SI Dolphins Insider, does a lot of great work. The silent assassin, I like to call him, with that big left-handed kick. God, I hate that thing. I had a nightmare about that thing one night, along with all the other reasons I don't sleep, but it was that, sir. Alan, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, what up, fellas?
Hey, I don't know if you've been listening. We've been talking. How do we get in this situation with the cornerback, and what do you think the coaches, they must talk morning, noon, and night. They're meeting all the time. Some of those people on that defensive staff must have said, we got some young guys that can play. We just got to give them a chance. Do you agree with that?
Without question. And if you notice, this is something the Dolphins have done quite a bit the past couple of years. When Chris Greer is telling the media we're more worried about the offensive line than they are, that's because of their strong belief in themselves that they can develop players and to get them to another level. And I think that they're doing the same thing at cornerback. We certainly can debate or discuss the results on the offensive line with that approach. It's kind of a dangerous move, and they refuse to spend money at cornerback. They could have gone after Jair Alexander when he was available. They didn't make him an offer, but probably a very low offer. They don't want to spend the money with the belief that they can develop their guys, and we'll see how that pans out.
Let me ask you, Omar's been on this thing, and a lot of our fan base feels the same way. Would you like to see, and do you think there's open competition for these positions in that secondary right now, or are they pretty much kind of going with the same guys in the same groups every day?
No, I think there's competition. I do think Storm Duck right now would stand out to me as a clear favorite to be one of your outside starting cornerbacks. On the other side, to me, it's wide open. It could be Kendall Sheffield. It could be Jack Jones. It could be somebody else springing a young player, Isaiah Johnson, Jason Marshall Jr. I hesitate to even throw Cam Smith's name in there because I have seen nothing at camp to suggest to me that he's ready to make a leap forward. But and the other safety spot opposite Minka, now that Ashton Davis is injured, and for me wouldn't be surprising if he began the season on IR at the cuts of 53 so he can come back, but I don't know that you can count on him being ready for the start of the season. So who knows who starts next to Minka, considering Melifano still has yet to practice.
Yeah, but here's the point that I'm making, Alan, and we know Storm is probably a little bit ahead of everybody else because of his stability and the fact that he does what they ask. But why isn't the top performer of the day being elevated up at cornerback?
Who's the top performer of the day?
I mean, sometimes let's give you a perfect example. When Jason Marshall Jr. got that interception, that's an important play. All right, tomorrow you work with the starters. You remember when Brian Flores did that in 2019? Like, and then we discovered that Nick Needham probably had some staying power. Like, why are we not, you know, elevating guys that practice and perform well? Why is the depth chart always consistent? And, you know, I've had this gripe with Mike McDaniel. There are no competitions in training camp. Like,
you don't think there's an open competition right now at the cornerback position?
At cornerback, this is the first time. But we rarely ever see guys who are identified as starters, they're in their spot. The last competition might be Isaiah Wynn and Liam Eichenberg. That was a long time ago.
Omar's not, as much as I like to say Omar is wrong, Omar's not wrong. It's very seldom that there's a lot of jockeying, and you make a valid point, particularly when there's such a cluster. There's really not a whole lot that differentiates one corner from the other. But here's the other thing, too, is the coaches evaluate on things we don't necessarily see at practice, where for them it's not maybe not so much who's making plays on the ball, but who is
doing their assignment.
Who is sharp on their assignments, correct. Because I don't think it's just, and yes, it was a very acrobatic interception that Jason Marshall Jr. had, but if he blew a couple of assignments,
right,
that would, and I'm not saying that he did, but I'm saying that that's something that behind the scenes they would see. But you're not wrong. You're absolutely not wrong in that there's not a whole lot of mixing back and forth between at certain positions for first-year reps.
Give you another example. We all see what Willie Gay Jr. is out there doing in practice. He's an impactful player. Why is he not getting a run with the starters instead of Terrell Dotson? And I'm not saying that Dotson isn't good or can't contribute on that level. And, yeah, maybe Willie Gay Jr. is just beating up on second- and third-teamers. But why not take that look? Why not explore? Why not investigate what can happen?
I've seen reps from him with the main guys. And here's the thing about Willie Gay Jr. I hope nobody thinks this is like, oh, flash in the pan, this is a guy who's never done anything in his career. All of a sudden, wow, he's a camp sensation. Because he was a good player with the Chiefs.
Yeah, he's got 55 starts, yeah.
And good player. Forget 55 starts, good player. I'm not saying not necessarily Pro Bowl level, but good solid player. Last year went south for him in New Orleans. Didn't like his comment last year when he's saying in week 11, I'm checking out. But hopefully he's back on track. And he certainly, as far as the energy, I don't know if anybody's bringing more energy than this dude.
So I got to get to the other topic, has been the offensive line. Let's talk about starting five. You feel pretty good once James Daniels is completely 100% and back to go with Jonah on that offensive line?
I think there's reason for optimism, absolutely. I'd like to see Aaron Brewer get the practice at some point, but with the starting five, yeah, I see reasons for optimism. I don't know that Patrick Paul has looked very good. I think some of the reports I see out there on social media are a little bit hyperbolic for my taste, but he has looked good. Jonah looks the part. James Daniel is a stud. And Austin Jackson's a solid right tackle. So I do think there's very, very intriguing potential there. The backup situation is a complete mess.
Well, that suck. And Omar's been all – oh, Omar, I think you said yesterday you thought it might be even more of a mess than
– oh, cornerback?
Absolutely. Than the cornerback position, which that's three positions, so I disagree with you. But we do go through a lot of offense alignment. So Andrew Meyer – got to see more as a center, or you feel good?
There's absolutely something there. I think I'm okay with him. I do not like the backup tackle situation right now because I have yet to see Ryan Hayes or
Larry Borm
give me any reason to feel very confident that if something happens to Jackson or Patrick Paul, that the Dolphins would be fine there. I think that's a massive step down from Kendall Lamb.
Yeah, I'm curious, Liam Eichenberg, is there a chance they're going to be forced to make him a third tackle?
I think right now it'd be a better option than either of the other two I mentioned. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Liam's a backup at every single spot because Joe, it's bad. Bad.
So I want to ask you guys this question. You agree in most NFL cities they're going to give their top draft picks every opportunity to play and the guys that make the most money that they give new contracts to, right? They got to be really bad to lose jobs around the NFL in general. Do you agree with that?
Without question.
Yeah.
Should it be that way?
That's another topic. For example, I mentioned Cam Smith earlier. To me, if it wasn't the fact that he was a second-round pick in 2023, I have a hard time putting him on my 53.
Yeah,
I agree. I think it was very painful for the Dolphins to cut ties right now, after making that investment. And I'll give you another one. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, so far, I'm not feeling it.
Yep, and $2 million of guaranteed money, poop.
Yeah, I know. It's not egregious. Like I have made the statement. If you told me he winds up not making the 53, I don't know that I'd be shocked.
Yeah, he needs to the first part of this, and I call it the first part is what we're going through, but the second part starts next week, and Nick and some of these guys and Cam, I mean, this could be Last Supper. They got to get after it a little bit here and really pick it up and show that they can play or maybe have a different gear against different players. But, I'm with you guys on it. How do you feel overall about this roster now that we've seen it for a week?
Yeah, it's always tricky. I always prefer waiting until after I see joint practices or at least one preseason game because, all we're seeing is them. I do think my outlook is a little bit better. I think maybe the national expectations are. I think this is if they get more good answers and bad answers on the many question marks that they have, I can easily see 9 or 10 wins. For this to be a memorable season, as in playoff win and all that, they would have to get almost blanket positive answers to all the questions they have. And unfortunately, there are a lot of question marks on this roster.
It's after a week, it's only been 7 practices, but you're right. I think we've seen clearly what looks to be strong and what, like, I think defensively the front 7 could be really good. And there's a lot of young guys. And I go, I'm okay. I'm okay with those young guys. I think they're going to make a lot of plays. Might be some growing pains in there a little bit, but overall in the pass rush on the outside, I go, okay. And then, of course, the two topics that we hit. I got to ask you about the backup situation. We've been all over. You probably heard it the last couple of days. Everybody's writing about it as well. I think no-brainer Zach Wilson, if Tua goes down, is your starting quarterback. On the road, at home, he's going to be the next guy up. I don't care. And this is with Quinn Ewers really playing well right now and off to a great start as a 7th-round pick. Do you agree with that? And I know Mike's already said that's going to be the situation. Do you agree with it, though?
I never thought for a second, even when Quinn Ewers was lighting it up in a couple of practices, that it was even a question. I mean, Zach Wilson would have to be pinch your nose and wave your hand in front of your face to get rid of the smell bad for him not to be the number 2 quarterback.
Yeah.
Absolute no-brainer.
Yeah, I agree. This goes back. You ought to see the smile on Omar's face right now. It just drives him nuts. He wants just open competition everywhere.
I want you to earn what you got.
You think there's a lot of open competition in Baltimore and Buffalo and Kansas City right now?
Yeah, because those organizations actually know what they're doing.
They know those all the horses that are coming back that they trust that have been around there. I bet you
that cornerback that got a pick 6 is going to get moved up the depth chart in the preseason. I bet
I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be watching.
I bet you he's
going to
get moved up the depth chart.
He said he's had a nice start. I want to see where he goes.
Here's the thing, if I can say it. Do we honestly think that they went out, I don't want to say on a limb, but they kind of sort of specifically target Zach Wilson to be their new number 2 quarterback when there were other more dependable, proven veteran options, and they're going to chuck it just because even if he's just a little bit subpar?
Here's my response to that.
Yeah.
What's the rule when it's close between a veteran and a rookie? It goes to the rookie, right?
Well, he's not exactly 35 years old.
I didn't say that.
And physically,
I didn't say that. But if it's Okay, see, and that's a problem. I don't want the quarterback to be an exemption to the rule. If it's close between a veteran and a rookie, what is the rule? You go with the rookie.
Not a quarterback.
Not a quarterback.
And we almost said that together, holding hands. Not a quarterback. By the way, Mike handpicked that guy. Like Mike said, damn, I want that guy in San Fran. That's how I took that. Mike handpicked that guy.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. Anyway. Hey, Alan, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. I'll see you this weekend out of camp. Thank you.
You got it. Anytime. And when the weather cools down, you and I are getting back on the court against each other.
Only if you get rid of that big high kick serve to my damn backhand, man. You're no good to me right now on that. It's just the neutralizer. I like when you're out of shape and sucking gas a little bit because you haven't done stuff. I like that, but not that serve. All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it, Alan.
Okay. Later, fellas.
Alan Poupart, SI Dolphins Insider. Yo, man, this whole thing, you're trying. I think you're getting some support from some of your followers by your.
Listen, you know how Zach Seeler got his job? You know how he got his role?
I do. I went through the whole. Well, it's one of the greatest stories.
Keep
we have.
What you kill. I believe in keeping what you kill. Everybody gets gifted everything over there.
I don't think. Listen, Mike. You make this sound like the Little League coach that the father
everybody gets a little participation trophy.
And you make it sound like his kid gets to play even though he's the worst player on the team and he's playing wherever he wants. And listen, man, those guys can play the best players because they got to win games. At the end of the day, one thing saves it. Even if they're wrong on a guy or two, they're going to play the best players because it's about winning games.
Last year when you played Cam Smith, you knew he wasn't the best player and eventually you replaced him with Storm Duck.
He got hurt.
He also sucked.
See, you couldn't help it. You just went Cam and suck. You couldn't help yourself. You could not help yourself. Hey, all right. It is 8 o'clock here. We've got to go to break here. But before we do, I love telling people about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage because this weekend, I know one thing. The man has no life. He will be working. He will be working to get you approved early, first-time home buyers. He's going to get you the best rates, but more importantly, he's going to get you approved. So when you're out shopping this weekend for that new home, first time, found a place, you're going to be qualified and you can put the bid in knowing, and if they accept, you got the house. It's no waiting, oh, now I got to go find out if we can get a mortgage. You're going to be pre-approved. This is what Michael Kotze does, man. The guy, if you've been declined by the banks and the process is taking too long, Michael Kotze's getting things done in half the time of the big banks. So it's just so many. And by the way, hard money loans is another popular one. Talking to Michael Kotze yesterday. And if you have properties right now and you want to get some more, you can take the cash out of those to get more rental properties. He's just got a lot of great programs. Go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, saying a lot of good things about him. You'll like the way this guy works. He's been more than 30 years of experience. He works 7 days a week, 561-441-2730. Call or text him if you need something this weekend to get it started, 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.